Dog, my stepfather too. Like, and him swim can't cook. My mother, like, that's someone else that should love him. And she's like, the mom would have cut up some fucking sausage and put in a curry chicken. Like, sausage.
Where I'm come from?
Is it in Jamaica?
Clarendon, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Don't know, this is the first week of Box Lunch. I'm IB.
Don't know, say cash right there.
And this is Shanice, Fearless.
This is Davy, special invited guest, I guess. That's the title I'm giving myself.
Yeah.
I kind of like it still. Like, we're both, like, from the start, we have a special guest.
Yeah, some like, people
have worked up to it. Like, whenever we just start by ourselves, we say, you know what, privileged. I'm going to invite somebody already from the jump. But yo. Valentine's.
One name, sir.
Why you sound so depressed?
One name.
Who is depressed?
Why you say that deep sigh a while ago? Like something up on your chest?
I love. No, no, but why I love Valentine's.
So you have a Valentine?
Actually, don't. That's actually crazy.
Does someone believe you are going to be their Valentine?
No. 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 Nobody. Nobody.
But you know, you could right actually
I'll
just
save my money this Christmas. This is Valentine.
2020 is more bricks and bricks. You can't no, bricks and bricks.
You could actually end up getting a Clarks.
Nobody not giving a Clarks that area at all.
You'd be surprised. Suppose I have a secret admirer.
No, but women don't buy gifts.
What do you mean women don't buy gifts?
Women don't buy gifts. We're the ones that always buy gifts.
To be fair,
I don't know about you, but girl buy me gifts still. We don't know what kind of girl.
Somebody buy you a gift at least once in your life.
I mean, yeah, but like at one time. But generally, me the one that always buy a gift. Like when I hear my virgin them attack, them are the one who always buy a gift. And women, all them that just go up on Twitter and complain, say, "Yo, all the man them mean."
Me not feel like they would carry a command.
Like honestly,
let's not ignore the fact that nobody really ever knows if them there with somebody is either a situation or them married.
That's a thing. Again, this is Davy. If anybody believes me and them there, please make yourself aware. Ooh. I will entertain anybody at this point in my life. I have time.
Remember them time that when Valentine's I come up on my one and say, "Yo, Jano, how much money really I gotta spend now?" I am so relieved that I don't have to worry about this year. But hold on though. It's crazy that Valentine's is such a big thing in Jamaica. But as Shani said, people don't even know when people really dead or not.
Exactly.
Like, why is it even a thing you have to worry about who going to be your Valentine's? You know, suppose you know, say, you and whoever you are linked with seriously right now, it's just a thing on a other
note. Link with seriously, like, what is that? That's not a relationship.
Link with, come on.
People just have situation till them end up breed, and then they wake up.
Wait, no,
but it's true.
So you can link with somebody for 3 years and until you pregnant until you realize
you're dead? I am so serious. People do that all the time.
People do that all the time. Nah, that's a fun of that still, but no.
I think what the problem is, people just need to use more definite terms.
Yeah.
Because honestly, me saying "deal with seriously" or "link with seriously," that's a title to me.
What?
Link with seriously is a title.
No, but if somebody say me, yeah, talk. That's a title as well.
Yeah. So, what title is that?
You're different.
What title is that?
Me, yeah, talk.
But you can't talk to multiple people though.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
But when somebody say me and you talk, and then one person take it as, "Oh, I can do it how much people
that's
I want," and then another person take it as, "Oh, well, it's just me and
that's the thing." Because
you
know how much a lot of people would say that if me and somebody talking, they're literally just talking to that person. And if Valentine's are come around, they're expecting that Valentine's thing are gonna happen, which is crazy. As we're using the same words, but clearly there's no standard definition for any of it. And I think that's, like, why we can't just standardize things? Like, I think we just go out for too much vibes. Like, yeah, man, you're supposed to know what I mean, type of thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's why, like, for me, with relationships, is very important. And I wouldn't say recent advocate, but it's very important for you to state your intention from out. Like, your
intention.
This is what I want.
Yeah. Men do say their intention. They just say they want to breed you. That's the intention.
Alright, if a man say more on radio, believe him. And that's the only thing he's... It's a compliment. It's a compliment, but a man who... unless you're seriously talking already, that say more on radio...
It shows you how much you're radio.
It's actually scary, though. It like you're supposed so to, scary to walk down the road, you're minding your business, you're going to buy a patty, and somebody said to you... Yo, my girl, no one breed you. Like, why you want to breed me? You don't even know me. Like,
that's exactly. True. And with that, you should realize that that man's intentions is not for you right now. Yeah, you know, they're on that page there right
but
now.
But he don't say he want to get to know me. He don't say he want exactly. to become somebody doesn't. In my life.
He doesn't.
He just want to breed me and then walk
exactly.
away.
Exactly. So he doesn't. So
you
don't entertain.
Ratings, you know, like, okay. So for example, you know, Johnny
but you're saying two different things right now. You're saying, it doesn't mean anything, and you're saying it means it's a
absolutely.
Huge
no.
compliment.
It means something. It means yeah, something.
As a compliment.
Yes,
a lustful right, compliment.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. No. Hear me out. It's not. I'm not talking the creep on the side of the road. You know. I'm talking like, let's say I meet you, and you know we're talking. I say, yo, Shani's what I breed. You know, it show you how much my rate.
That's almost never the situation. The situation is you're there on dance, and the DJ up on the mic like, yo, my girl, we want to breed. You know, you stay in the crowd, we want to breed. Like, what do you want to be a father? Do you want to start a family?
It's a lustful compliment.
That's not it.
That's what it is.
Right, but you can always have sex and not breed somebody, so why the next step? Why you want to breed them?
It's Jamaica.
It's
Jamaica.
It's on the ground.
It's Jamaica. You take it to the extreme.
Is it just the act of breeding somebody and like, or is it like...
It's the act.
The outcome, like the 9 months later vibe.
No, it's definitely the act because with a high percentage children in Jamaica who doesn't have their father with them, believe me, it's the act.
I think that I don't agree. I feel like that's a it's a gross misconception.
Before man tell the same one breed.
No, the last part of the statement that a lot of children, I think
that's
more kids fake. Have their father in their life than not.
I have
in their life in what capacity?
I play an active role. I'm not talking just a financial role, but an active role. I feel like you have more responsible for... It's just the bad apple makes spoil things
true.
For the good apple. I think you have more good apple than bad apple.
That's just not true.
We really need some stats from...
I'm telling you.
Where stats come from?
Here's what it is. You're more quick to hear people talk about their deadbeat father, like myself, Zin, than people talk... Right. Then people talk about how great their father was. You know, you're more prone to hear that. So that's.
I'm
why,
sorry.
Like,
I don't agree with you. I agree. I mean, I be
45% what deadbeat
single parent households.
How much?
45.
Exactly.
But that's a lot.
This is 45% female headed. I don't know how many is like male headed.
Shout out to Glenroy Davy. He's always been there.
If 45%. All households are female headed, and we don't know how much percent of two people.
That's true.
How many you think are male headed?
Close number.
Like 15.
We don't have the stats, but it sounds close. It sounds close.
It sounds to me like a small one.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, them type of problem here, because clearly this is a problem if people complain about it. First step is we need stats before we can actually fix the problem or adjust the problem or not.
Into 50%, that's still like 27%.
I'm sorry, what's the other rest?
The other 55% of households?
The mutts.
Wouldn't they be men?
Not necessarily.
No,
they could
be
two-headed.
Either nuclear or male-headed.
Yeah. Could be the same.
You think that's what it means?
Yeah, that's definitely what it means.
So 45% literally meaning
only
the woman is there?
Yes.
Back to the Valentine's Day thing, though. I would just like to say, for persons like me who are single, been single since 97, anybody interested in me, please. Again, I have time to entertain. What I usually do, there is... a flower shop a couple of blocks away from campus, you know, right? Crossing direct from the hospital. And for the past 2 years, I've been going there, sending flowers from Janelle to Davy. If you know, you know. So I feel great in myself. I feel good in myself to be like, Davy, you deserve this. You understand? I think one of the issues, one of the things I hate is when people are like, oh, Valentine's Day is for capitalism. The whole world runs on capitalism. If you can treat yourself or someone, if you want to take your mother, your son, your daughter, if you're dear, when anybody has celebrate love, dating, like, who gonna fight you?
No, see, the thing is...
But, okay. No, go ahead.
Valentine's is... I can't see why people even look on it in a bad light.
Capitalism.
You know? It's a commercialized
thing. You know,
yes,
but... I need a one day for express my love.
It's not one day, but...
I mean, aside from capitalism, though, everybody likes to get things.
Yeah, that's true. And I like that thing. That's why I buy myself.
Like, come on.
Things throughout the year, you don't need a special day to get things.
Not necessarily, but it's a day, like, it's a day where everybody's celebrating. Like, you know how hard it is? All right, so you're going to want to start on Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. And it's like, I be a couple, and you and yourself, and you look a nice black pantsuit, and walking at the place, and I all want to look on the menu, and then the waiter come, and they're like, looking at you, like, really? Like, really? Why are you here? Like, this is not the day for you. So, personal story. So,
Jana.
So, if everybody has celebrated it, then get somebody and celebrate it. Like,
it's a holiday and a celebration of love.
Holiday is a big word. It's not a holiday. Let's not do that.
It is a holiday.
Holiday for, no? If school or work, you're not getting any free time for it, it's not a holiday.
No, I look on holiday as a day that you use to recognize something.
Can I play this song? Wait, so on the topic of like men and women though, like financially,
mm-hmm.
I think I found this on Twitter today. Let me play it.
I'm a fellow pan, just tell me once so we can look at my virgin.
Oh, the ice stage.
Yes, it is.
Your job on this earth is not to mine, woman. Me not tell you that. When you are with your committed partner, your wife, your girlfriend, out of the love of your heart,
you
will say, baby, your ear and nails need to do just as much as me as a woman to give something in them hand and say, baby, by what time, you know? That is the
type of relationship. Yeah, man. I mean, 100%.
So you want $1,000 for God, Baba?
Say you wouldn't give your man a gun for God, get a look of faith?
I'm just saying, if it reached to the point where my big meatos, then I forgot about her.
I don't. She never said anything about
begging. She said, "Oh, to the goodness
it's,
of your heart."
It's what I think she's capturing is that this whole mindset of the man being the breadwinner,
right,
is archaic, mm-hmm. and times have changed tremendously, especially in Jamaica. Cause holy heap of woman or me though, actually. More women make more money than man in Jamaica.
Right.
That's a thing.
As a reasonable thinking human being, you cannot expect to be wined and dined continuously throughout.
Well,
that's you have to meet... In a reasonable society and as a reasonable person, what she's capturing, you meet each other halfway.
50-50.
You meet each other 50-50. And that's totally fine. However, woman that thinks so.
not necessarily.
That's also not true.
That's not true. That's not true. I think
that anybody in a relationship who this is actually a good point. I think I saw on social media a young lady is now dating somebody like very prominent who has a little money. Not a little, he has a lot of money actually. And like, oh, this is gonna get me in trouble. So
that one. We got guns.
Essentially, like him give her something. He gave her a really expensive gift. And I was like, well, if I got a gift like that, I would never post on social media that somebody buy me that, because it just looked like No, that's wrong. I would never put on social media that somebody who is very clearly not my financial equal bought me that. Because now it looks like you're getting taken care of.
Yeah.
And a lot of women don't like that in the first place. First of all,
No. If somebody wants to take care of me, me not gonna say no.
No, I'm saying a lot of women.
What is a lot of?
Hold on.
Is it half or a good chunk?
All right, well, maybe
What, really like, so what is a lot of? A lot of the women, you know.
Wait.
That's why we need to start.
Wait, you know, life hard right, and somebody take care of me and then just
fell off. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, from a pride perspective, women on, and I've seen this on Twitter, women will say, well, I don't need nothing from no man, I don't beg nobody nothing, and then turn around and like, if it's like...
Jamaican Twitter, all them want a man to take care of them.
No, that's not true. This is not true. This is my thing, you're getting mixed up. This is the issue. I can gladly, I will say that, yo, I do not have to beg you for anything.
There we go.
I don't have to beg you for anything, but if you want to give me,
yes,
thank you.
Jamaican women want somebody to take care of them, but they don't want to have to ask.
There's a whole different side, you know.
They don't want anybody to feel like them are beg nobody nothing. Nobody wants to feel like
that. Nah, beg your G, but if you want to, that's what she's talking about, you know.
Here's my issue. All right, here's my issue. All right, you see, me and you talking in a relationship, I, one of my love languages, gift giving. Like, I don't like receive, but I like to give. Mm-hmm. So there, I don't see no issue with that. But where I have an issue is two things. The double standard of a lot of women is they're hypocritical when it comes to patriarchy. Because in one, the same woman will tell you, say, oh, but why should I cook? Why should I clean? Like, that is so back in the days. That's mm-hmm. what my parents did. Why are you having these expectations of me? But yet still, you're having the expectation of me that, well, my daddy used to take care of my mommy. My daddy, anything my mommy needed, my daddy provided and he took care of whatever. Like, but you can't have one or not the other. You can't say you not do what your mommy used to do because you that are not back in the day. But yet still you're saying, oh, I should be doing what your daddy did because this is what your daddy did back in the day.
No, but that's what the lady's talking about. That sometimes your love, in an ideal world, your love for someone will allow you to do things to just make your life easy. So
I love you
to the point where you're walking, you're breathing. And you come home and say, yo, I want to cook for you, then sure, I will do it because I genuinely love you. I think that's the conversation for patriarchy.
I think people who are in relationships don't know how to be in a relationship. They know how to love somebody or be in love, but they don't know how to be in a relationship.
That's where it comes down.
Because a relationship is simply a partnership. And if you're in a partnership, you will split the bills and you will do reasonable things.
Split the bills thing, but I'm going to tell you my thing on it. Mm. And probably because I'm me. If me invite you out, I mean, I pay the bill. That's my thing. If me ever ask you to come out of your yard as a woman, if me say, yo, come out of your yard, we go somewhere, I mean, I pay, woman or man or whatever, me I pay. Right. But if you ever tell me, say, for come out of my yard, for go somewhere with you,
okay,
and me go, and you ever say split the bill, no, you invite me.
How about when you're both just hanging out and you say,
oh, sure, yeah, I will split it here.
What I'm saying is that most women don't see that way. Most women don't agree with that because they believe that as the man,
watch your vibes. This is where, this is the real issue. Those two parties in the relationship are in the relationship, quote unquote, for two different reasons. They are not at the same level. Because if you are really trying to go the long run and really have this partnership, y'all monies are pooled. Mm-hmm. So it really don't matter if you pay or I pay or we split the meat. It's the same thing. Them little girl, yeah. Where want you pay for every single thing? Them just have them fun right now. Them are just try get as much out of this in the moment.
But this is the question. Did you ask this young lady to leave her yard?
Okay. So that's before the relationship starts. That is the courting.
As a man, the courting stage.
As a man, boy, as a man, you know you're paying for everything. You're courting the woman. But if you're actually, if you're courting a woman, you pay for...
Oh, yeah, of course. But she's going to be paying for things for me, too.
If she want anything for continue, go on, she would have for sure said, it's not just an empty money, pick this.
Exactly.
That's a given. Like, much as a dash money. Because the money that we are pay up front is an investment.
Yeah, man. Good cocky man deserve things too. Is it
really? I'm dying. But I'll be honest with you. This is my thing. If you're going to invite somebody out and be like, yo, I want to spend time with you. I am telling you to come out to your yard to get dressed.
Definitely.
To put on clothes. Do not come when people come and be like, yo, we have a split this. You tell me, leave me yard. Yeah. In the same mind, if I as a woman is going to be like, yo, may I check for you some of them way there? Plus, I've never been in this situation where somebody are split bill. I'm usually the invitee where I am paying it because I'm telling you that, yo, I like it way there. Come get some food. All right. I will pay. But now I tell people, say, yo, leave your yard and when the bill come for split it. That don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense to me.
You just set yourself up for embarrassment and you just are embarrassed.
One of the problems, a lot of time with relationship, is two things. Is one, I feel like people dating people who don't really business about them. Same thing that you said. Where the man might really like this girl, while this girl really just want
food.
Things. food or things. Or just a better her situation.
Right.
She a try save on the side.
Yeah.
It makes sense to get my meal paid for.
Yeah. And then the other part about it too is that one of the mistakes that a lot of people make, they don't find out what their partner's love language is.
That's true.
Because, yo, let me give you an example. Zane, when I did Jamaica, I have a virgin where my virgin, I take care of Davy. Put Davy up in a nice place, buy Davy, whatever Davy want, and you know, you want me to come pick up, I'm going to come pick up, whatever. Every financial need that Davy had, he took care of Davy's need. But Davy vexed. Davy did unhappy because Davy like for cuddle up, you know? Physical touch and quality time. That's so her love language.
You're talking about love languages now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't take the time out to find out how. So, David was unhappy, and my virgin couldn't understand why David. But, me, I give everything what she want. What she vexed about. When David unhappy, you know, me, which girl would I want this? So, that's the problem. People don't find out how each other like for receive love or give love. So, that's why you are going to be in a relationship. So, so that girl is ungrateful. I give her everything.
Any girl know me say, gifts is not my love language. Like, I don't like receiving gifts. But if I realize, I'll take a gift, but I wouldn't be like,
you don't like gifts, but you will take a gift.
I'll take a gift. Yeah.
As in the sense that, all right, I think. People think about love languages in how they receive information. Mm-hmm. I think of it on the other way. Like, I realize your love language is gifts. Mm-hmm. We'll buy you gifts. Okay. We'll take you out and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
Find out my love language. You think I'll buy you things so you can buy me things? No. Hug me up. Touch me.
Let me ask a question.
Tickle my ears.
Isn't it simple? Like, simple as to say that, yo, G, like, yo, touch me or da da da. Like me personally. Me love chat. This
so
is
you
would
have sex for Valentine's Day?
No, stop that.
Me? Oh, no, definitely.
No, but stop that.
Yeah. Honestly.
The creativity-ness I'm giving, buy a lingerie and just put it and be like, this is your Valentine.
Yeah,
this is
only Valentine. No. Valentine's
in a lingerie. One of them Ayana lingerie.
Yeah. No. Valentine's gift pum different. It is different. No, let's
like
just be real.
Intentionally fuck them. It's not like that.
Are them just as say? It's not that type of thing. It's like she give up.
No, I believe, and if you're in a relationship that you eventually come, you have to do something more. You can't just dress up, you know, and here I am.
But
it depends on the love language. What is your love language? What is the love language?
This is, as I said, I chat enough. I want someone to listen to me for like 4 hours just chatting. Don't say a word.
I don't have
4 hours and don't say a word. Like, literally 4 hours.
I rant a lot. Right,
listen to you for 4 hours?
No, like 4 hours, literally. Like I'm one of those persons who will bump me to a point of and come home and be like, yo, I need someone to talk to.
And just talk.
And just talk. I just want to listen. That's all I need. I don't want to ask no more.
I've
realized that I've only found girls that talk a lot annoying when I didn't really like them. But if I really like someone, I could listen to you the whole fucking day.
Absolutely.
In all honesty. So I do get that. Maybe I'm gonna like you, son. You the idea of you talking for 4 hours was just so shocking. But
no, I just imagine. But if I would get a 2 minute voice note, I'm like, what the hell?
This get longer. Or this get longer.
No. Well, it's not even that. It's like an issue where like because I have so many things going on in my head, and my vice is that everything bothers me, and I take everything literal. And it's my vice in the world. It's going to be my downfall.
So
because if I just need somebody to talk to, that's
so,
it.
So what I realize, so what we can say from this is, if you like someone,
find out
them love
or ask. They can ask people. Them like you.
You can ask.
But that probably
sometimes I don't feel like answers when you ask them.
Sometimes
is usually the truth.
I don't like telling people what I want.
They want him to figure out?
Yeah, like
it's a puzzle.
Yeah, you know when you just feel like if somebody really loves you, they'll just pay attention and they'll figure out what you want.
What if them try
and think
and try different things and guess wrong? Will you correct them? There's a difference between you expect the answer. Are you reasonable enough if a man try but him get it wrong to correct him?
Well, that's
or
what
you just expect him for just go back in there and find out again.
Depends on what the thing is.
Depends. It depends. No, no, no. It depends.
Oh, wicked.
It depends.
No, no.
It really
so
depends.
Flopping out of another show, you know, I make him.
Some show you just can't flop,
you know. No, it depends.
That's
the top
of the first impression.
It depends, because if somebody's going to be like, yo.
You know, if I reach Mary,
guys, I
never
this?
Get a car
back.
I realize a mistake. No, but sometimes, like.
You don't know reasonable women.
You hear the woman, you hear the relationships.
I think you believe everybody.
But
don't
no want. I'm a semi gonna stop this woman, so I'm not gonna this IB.
Wow. What?
What?
The clearly is a type of woman them IB attract.
I'm being honest with you, like, if someone comes to me and be like, Davey, I think you look nice in this dress.
Hold on,
I'm
gonna defend.
I'd be like,
I actually like that. I like when like people admire me.
No. He make a statement and I have to defend that. If I must be very honest with you, Zeen, I think it's my karma because I've had some really great women in my life.
And
I fumbled the bag and then we just end up with some junk crap.
Not even bird, you know.
On a serious note, I
won't say it's karma, but I think that, and it's not a diss to you or anything, but I feel like when you're at a certain place
you know,
in your life,
when
you're at a certain place in your life and when you're really ready, you kind of just you start to attract the right people. For example, if you were in a toxic relationship or if you were in a bad relationship and like you just kind of never really heal and you never really work certain things out with yourself, you're always going to attract like. You're never going to attract what you need until you figure out who you are and what you want on your own.
So are you trying to say I'm not healed?
I have a question.
You not finding someone good enough right after you come out of something really good shows you how hard it is to really find someone compatible.
Meaning you're trash, basically.
No.
That's what I got from it.
No.
That's
you
literally what I got
from it. Finding somebody at my level. You know, somebody that's going to...
It takes time.
So if you can't find that person, what that means?
Or someone to know you that well?
No, I mean, all right, to be really honest with you, I know.
So you know your fault as to why you are in the position you're in now?
Yeah, because as I say, I fumble some good bags and some end up with some bad bags.
You know what you mean if you get one good bag?
Yeah.
And you're fumbling bags?
Yeah, but bags could have been two. But let's not stray from the point. But what I'm trying to say is this. Is at the end of the day, for me, it's harder for me than for you. Because one, I am a single father of two. That make my thing complicated already. Zeen, and then I am also outside of my 9-to-5. I am a promoter. I travel often, so and you know I'm always busy. So communication not always 100. So it already make my thing a little harder than the average person, you know?
Yeah, Carl. I'm going to realize, say, yo, the key to our relationship, if two people on the same page, is communication. Right. If you're lagging a communication, it's a done deal right there, so.
Maybe I didn't see them. I'm not talking to people on the regular. I'm not talking to you every day. I'm sorry. That thing they're not good. I'm not talking to you. Probably I talk to you like three times a day.
But I don't think you're
3 times a day?
I'm not talking to you.
If you're not talking to someone every day, are you in a serious relationship? Let's be real.
Me not talk to you. Maybe you could have married. Me not talk to you.
You will evolve when you're ready.
No, if you're married to someone, you're going to be talking to them.
You will be talking
about something. You guys are going to be partners in life.
I think that's the reason why I'm
going to be talking with each other.
I don't talk to people every day.
It's slightly different. I had an ex who told me that, you know, like we're discussing, like, all right, where we'll see yourself in a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. She said, whenever she gets married, she wants to have a separate house from her.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Me not see it every day. Me not want to buy them visions, man. Like,
okay,
separate rooms would be great. Car, I think that investment. But separate rooms, great. Me not want to see it in my visions every day.
You can't. All right, you can take a vacation from them.
So this is the thing. Right. This is my opinion. From
but
my personal
living in separate places,
yeah. Separate rooms is great. Actually, I saw a thing the other day with that, like, the guy woke up at 4 and he was a brother to the woman, and he just, for the past, like, 6 years.
If you cannot be around someone every day, you should be together. Straight up.
No.
Straight
up.
And also,
Wait, every day?
No.
But we not. I think when people talk about talking to somebody every day in a relationship, that just kind of sounds like very, like a proximity thing to me. Because I feel like if you are not, if say you're in a normal like relationship where the person live in the same city as you, you kind of like in the same area, and you're in a serious relationship, there will be something to talk about every day. Talking to somebody in a relationship is not just sitting down and being lovey-dovey and all kind of, oh, I love you so much. Like, that's not it. It's so much more than that if you're in a partnership. Like, it's not just romance.
Some people conversations only stop at lovey-dovey, and is that even real?
That's not a relationship.
That's not a relationship. You're just trying
that's
to
literally not.
You're romancing the stuff.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's because I don't talk to people every day. I'm on these 4-hour runs,
maybe
to catch them up.
Yeah. Probably like that. But
that makes sense.
Probably like that.
Cash. Why are you single?
Why am I single?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was clearly in a relationship before. They just didn't work out.
If he's a female, not Carmel.
And no. And no. I am still trying to be comfortable with a guy I would want to share with somebody else. So I'm still in the
building
process.
Oh, so you're finding
process.
Yourself?
I think I found myself, but
you're not ready to share yourself.
Who I would want, I guess you're not ready for share me yet.
Oh.
Or take a piece of me yet.
So we're skipping Shanice.
Why am I single?
Shanice, come on.
When this has got ear.
I'm the producer, cut out that part.
No, I'm actually in a very
lovey-dovey relationship. Every time Instagram, tears come to my
eyes.
I think
I'm in a sensible partnership.
Wait, she posts him? Oh, you're on it. Read them.
Tears came to my eyes every time.
Why posting is like the thing now? Because everybody said they never know someone else.
Because anybody
who
is not posting.
They're lying. Shanice, they're lying. They're lying.
Everybody.
Yeah. Anybody who has. I'm sorry. I like making these blanket statements. Because I just believe they're right. Anybody don't feel comfortable posting their significant other, fucking on the side.
No, anybody who don't feel comfortable posting
them significant
you're
other.
You're thinking that because that's what you would do.
Yeah.
Wow. Karma.
You're thinking from your perspective.
If I am in a serious relationship with someone. And we are teaming up together to go forward.
What about privacy?
You know how much.
Why? What needs to be private about my life that I have a partner who I share everything with?
You know how much man posts them girlfriend and then every girl DM?
That's not the direct opposite of the situation.
But no. I disagree on that fact. I disagree. Beyonce has been married for so long and Beyonce had to post Jay-Z. Harley.
She doesn't need to post him because they're seeing him public.
I'm just saying. No, but the social media posting, no. Sometimes you just don't want people know that young people, they like that. It's not the word business.
All right. If you have an issue posting your significant other.
I think you have an issue. You just don't have to. Nobody now all like a chew to you. Well, and if you chew to the point, yo, post the boy, let's walk.
This is where I'm coming from. I feel persons who don't like posting their significant other is coming from a position of they don't want anyone to know that them there with somebody. If everybody knows, say, you and this person there, I guess it don't make any difference if you post them or not. Replying to the whole Beyonce and Jay-Z thing. Everybody knows Beyonce and Jay-Z there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Beyonce don't need to post Jay-Z for us to know that them
But
there.
Can I give an but example? I don't hide going out with my man. I've posted him several times. Every mm-hmm. time somebody find out we're together, they're like, I didn't know. I thought you guys were just friends. So I feel like that's... I never know that people didn't
but
know.
But you don't
but
post
But I expected
him.
That they did.
Yeah, but yeah, you clearly didn't have an issue of posting him.
Right. But people still...
No, but this word, friends. But this keyword...
I know, but if you have an issue posting your significant other... If you're a significant other, and you say, yo,
why
you not post me? Put me up, and you go, so no! No! Give me that!
Wait. I'm trying to understand
your question.
No.
That is not okay.
Let us go back to the primary statement where you said, if the person don't post their social, yeah, no, go so.
Okay, fine.
The world doesn't need to know.
There are conditions.
I'm not hiding the world from
you. You just doing business more people. The same way people when I'm getting look up.
Should I hide our man from the world?
I get a started. See it in this way. The same way like you get your. I know you guys are old and out of school, but still. So like Shanice and me are in university. The same way like when you get a 4.0 GPA for that semester and you post the A's and you black out. The cumulative GPA, you could have come up and say, oh, my man took me to dinner tonight, and my man this, and my man that. The world not for no, who is he? You know,
that's
business.
A difference. That's a macro and toasting.
That's the same thing you just said.
So if you say my man, but you don't post
the man, is that issue you have? I hide the man?
That's not the same thing as posting
no.
him.
The issue. You know, whatever. Oh, no,
when people post them things, nah, they say, oh, they post too much. And when people hide it, they say, oh,
like my last, the last person I dated.
That's one of the bugs?
Huh?
That's one of the bugs they found?
No, actually, I did not.
That one was a scandal.
No, I did not, but we're not going to talk about that. Anyway, so you see, I didn't post her, right? But we went out. People knew, like, we'll go to, you know, if we're walking into a party, holding hands or whatever, you know, those sort of things, like, you know, small PDA sort of stuff, but wasn't hiding, whatever, but I never posted her, she never posted me, it just wasn't our thing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm gonna really see.
I guess this is, if it's not either of you guys' thing, but
if one part
one person
one...
asks, all right, and you were like,
in that event, then, all right, no. In that event, then, like, let's say if it's not my thing, but she want to post her, I'll post her to my story.
So she's not going to feed.
So she get that 24 hours. You can't complain about that. You can't vex about that. You actually post it, never specify.
I mean,
you can still post it on archive next day.
I'm dead. No.
That one.
I see. Social media has redefined relationships, and
social media has changed
the rules of how to go about loving someone and showing someone you appreciate.
I was in a relationship one time where my ex, my girl at the time would tell me, say, yo, me can't like this girl. She see me, I like this girl bikini picture. Why am I liking this girl bikini picture? And, you know, and she's on my Twitter page and she's seen all these pictures that I'm liking. I'm like, my promoter, you know, like I'm liking everybody's picture. Easy man, I'm showing love to everyone. But even so, like, what's the issue? Like, social media, like, has come with so many unwritten rules that while as a couple, you have to figure out, like, okay, you can't to tap, you can't to comment under this next girl picture because your girl don't like this girl and she and this girl and a friend. And you can't to like the same girl picture. Hey, I see it come up in my Explorer the fourth time now. You like this girl picture. What's going on there? Like, it's just so many rules.
No, but for real though, no, but even like outside of social media, like what is cheating? Like, people have such
Cheating is sex.
No, I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't think cheating is sex. No. For me personally, if you probably because I'm not a sexual individual, if you are sexy somebody, maybe honestly that in a cut deep. To be really not cut deep. Sex is a big issue for me, so it's not gonna cut me deep. But if you're up on an emotional level with somebody and they're on the phone with them for 4 hours and they're around and you listen, they're gonna fight you. No, they're gonna fight you.
Yeah, give me ears.
They're gonna fight you. No, I take talking serious. No, if someone's going to take 4 hours out of their time for listening, if you listen to another female out there, brother, listen. May I come fight you, but sex is an issue for me. And for some reason, I attract very religious people. Yeah. They're always deeply religious. I know that's not a factor. Like,
so they want some people. Brother with some big jeans.
No, sex after marriage.
Yeah, I respect anybody that can do that, but not me.
So that's not a big issue for me.
See, you see, right off the bat,
and I must
we asked two people, What is cheating? And are two completely different things. That's why you need to define your relationship. If you define your relationship, you will know how serious the relationship is. And I realize the relationship don't just mean, oh, me and you committed. And we're married and we're work towards get everything finalized and thing. There are so many steps to a relationship. Because me and you can just talk.
And then,
you know what I mean?
There's the one where men just be like, oh, I'm a baby mother, like, as if baby mother is, like, the relationship title. So, yeah, like, for example...
Of course. That's a very important title. You come with a lot of respect.
Honestly, I was thinking about it today.
She's not your partner. She's not your significant other. I know, but... She's not her baby mother. She's the baby mother.
Yeah, you get a certain level of respect. Everybody just need to know, say, oh, you can't. It's the baby mother. Baby mother, that.
It's a completely different type of relationship.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like when people define the relationship as, oh, baby mother, baby father. What are you?
No, but to be fair, what he just said about communication.
You haven't defined the relationship. You just have sex and you're pregnant now all of a sudden and she's your baby mother. But what are you?
Baby mother, Tanisha.
Yo. No, but to fear about what he said, when he said, like, communication and stuff like that and speaking to individual, just because I said that, yo, you having sex with somebody else, not gonna cut me deep. I'm not gonna give you permission to go have sex with somebody. I'm just saying that, yo. Give me permission.
Yo, you know how much man I am say, just... For real? I say that.
I'm personally saying
Jamaican man dream.
I'm just saying that personally, like, yo.
No, this is a thing.
Like, somebody could be like, yo, I have sex with her. And then the first thing the girl that says is like, yo, what did you kiss her? Or the girl that depend, yo, I have sex with her and you tell her depend. But, there's a level of disrespect that comes with that. There's a level of disrespect. For me, it's like, yo, oh, you have sex. For me, I say, weird. You depend on us 4 hours with them, though. It's a level of disrespect for me. But as I said before, I see relationship and sex in a whole different spectrum. So is a thing that there are levels to this. Out of respect for me as an individual,
and then again, ever tell you since she suck her next one not yet.
Jesus, no. Hurt my chest.
Vomit.
Why would I bring that up though? Why would I tell somebody that?
Burn my chest.
Just to hurt them, I guess.
See, the thing is,
but anyway,
some girls not as. I don't even know if you come from wicked or not wicked, cause sometimes I like to not be wicked. I and tell the truth to be wicked.
But you were saying you were saying that like, oh, that's the Jamaican man's dream. I don't think so, because I feel like Jamaican love to give bun. Like, I feel like bun just sweet.
Nah,
but like snitch around the
corner. It's not love, it's not like to give bun. It's just like
2020
multiple pum pum.
No. 2020 only two man give bun. Either you're rich or you're a waste man. Now, yeah. You know how expensive it is to have multiple partners?
It's very fucking expensive.
Buying gift for like two or three girls.
And you have to, and you have to spend time with them.
Without but just like a fuck.
Yeah, because even a fuck, you have to wine and dine them.
Why?
Yeah,
you think the conscience is going and dine nobody? Him just said, I have conscience.
Who was the artist? Him get tear, tax and tear. Him get,
you fuck.
What?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Well, that's what I said. Like,
the free pump
like,
when,
oh,
now.
Yes.
When
me,
after certain point,
when I think how much things I have to do for the day, for me, if I can talk to multiple women one time, and then me have like a follow up three different conversations. Yeah, you know, so me have a bridge where the man do. I'm not talking about my business. But let me tell you what the man do quick though. Yeah, you know, so the man have a WhatsApp group and him just send good morning, a broadcast group, and just say good morning, and everybody.
Waste man or mouth money?
No.
Waste money.
I'm a strong believer that people don't give bun just because like somebody just really want. Is it up for hype or you want to live on the edge?
Nobody don't
like
you want.
Nah man, you have some blood, sexy blood clog, yeah. Sorry.
That's easy. Just inject that in there. Just inject that.
You know? Wait, just African woman. African
woman. You want to inject that in there? Like inject it.
Woman, but
no, no, no. You legit have people
who want.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about
self-control and respect for your partner.
Yeah, because for me, like if I respect you and if I value like what I have in this relationship. There's no need, because in the first place, as long as you know, like, you want this person, like, you're in a relationship with this person because this person, like, I have, like, say 10 things that I would say, oh, this person have to have at least 7 out of 10 or at least 8 out of 10, you know, ambitious, hardworking, not necessarily rich, because for me, you can't be broke, but as long as, you know, you're working whether you're in school or you have a business or whatever. You know, and that not really that important. You know, like value family. You know, I have two kids, so that have to be important.
So if you want to be a mother.
Yeah, yeah, have to be a stepmother before you can be a mother. Ooh. That them say. Yeah, Zane.
You have to be a stepfather. You know what I'm saying? Before you can be a father.
Yeah, Zane, and then also as it relates to understanding my lifestyle as a promoter, during the event season, I go out late at night and those sort of things where you have to know someone still are holding it down. I might say cash rug.
Are you holding it down though?
Yeah, what you mean? What you mean? What you mean? And then also,
you hold it down too? Fool. Oh no, and, like the hypothetical hold it down.
Hypothetical. And then also, the most important part is she has to match me sexually. Like, we have to have the same type of interest. Come on, depend on mama and papa sex. You know what I mean? Because that's the problem in a lot of relationships. You might say, yo, she pretty like money and whatever all the case may be, and then not even like a back shot she give you. You see what I'm saying?
What if that's not the type of sex she likes?
But
love language. Maybe you talked about love languages.
Yeah.
That's just the type of sex she likes.
So it have a match.
Everybody like the same type of sex.
So if she had all of those other things, but she never matched sexually.
Yeah, it never work. No, it never work. Because I'm going to be bored. Right, because for me, not saying these other things...
As a driven, successful man, he has a very strong sex drive. And it's just given. It's just proven. It's in books.
Yeah.
It's in books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like...
It was written.
What name?
I think that's overhyped. Book of life. Men generally don't have as high a sex drive as the...
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
That's what...
Like Napoleon Hill's.
Yeah.
Yes,
every successful man,
what he said,
has a strong and keen sense.
We don't really have that much.
It's not as high as you make it seem. Men act like, oh, they're always ready for God. That's not true.
You mean we're Africans?
That's just not
we're
true.
Africans. What do you mean?
There's so
well,
much.
Well, I guess you're speaking from experience.
No, I'm saying across the board, Jamaican, American, anything. Like, across the board, the sex drive is just not as much as the media make it seem.
Or maybe are you an exception to everybody?
No, above average.
Yeah, are you above average?
I mean, I am Jamaican.
But everybody, I think everybody have a deal breaker where your purpose is like, oh, this is the perfect individual, and you're like, but.
No, wait, I have two.
My deal breaker is no ambition. That's
yeah.
It. Like, you could have sweet, you could have kind, but if you just don't have no ambition.
What if you're not successful but have ambition?
That's
no,
great.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's not different.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
different.
Saying there are guys
you
could out there
pick
who
up
are
rubbish,
so
you know,
yeah, pick up rubbish with that effort, like a Fortune 500 CEO.
Yeah.
Pick up yourself. You understand? But if you work at a company for like 17 years and you're still debbie a cubicle, wait up one, sir.
Yeah.
Wait up one. But for me personally, it doesn't make sense. Like, I can't complain, but. Maduro and Venezuela and you don't know me at all.
And
then
there's like ambitious men like the men who they
so
want
you can't chat to Nigeria.
But can't do it no, like you have to have a stance. If you're a believer in something you're really for push your boundaries there. Oh my lord, you have my heart. But everything else that don't really bother me, to be honest with you. Pocket and money and stuff like that don't really bother me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what. But I think my deal breaker is he can't just miserable all the time.
Yeah,
you like it can't miserable and y'all are two day without laugh and them thing there.
Yeah, you know some people
like
oh man, I just start the argument.
Yeah.
If I'm not I'm gonna love you. You know.
I don't think that's a personality trait. I think that's a symptom of the relationship. If people just unhappy,
you just start an argument.
Interesting.
I've seen people in one relationship, them just so angry and miserable
nagging.
I'm not talking like older people. You know, they've been married or whatever. Them just a nag. Them just a nag.
So when,
and then
so
as
when
soon
you
as them free
them
up,
face, so you know, say it done.
Yeah.
It's a signal.
But. I get you saying, but if you're going to start, if every time you go to somebody, they might pull an argument. May I walk a left, you know? May I stop this and left your chat and walk a left, you? I swear. Me not upon that.
And it's like, that kind of stuff happens over time, like when people build up resent and stuff. When you start resenting somebody, everything make you miserable. Everything just in your head and you just want to let it out from people. And you must be aware of people like that too, like bring you down emotionally. Them let off them energy and then you just feel bad and then them go about them business.
Well,
after them let off them energy.
If you're single,
that sound like somebody that would have talked to you for 4 hours.
Where's the soul?
After them done
where's
talking,
the
you just feel heavy.
You
just feel heavy.
Now, what about question like? But if... Alright. If you ever seen a guy that was making a clone of themselves on social media, you're jumping and defending
them? What is a clone of themselves? Like,
wait. I just can't. I don't know. I'm going to deal with idiot. I don't know. I'm going to deal with idiot. Suppose, like, I don't even know, but there's an argument going on, and them take, like, the
unfavorable side of the argument.
Give me an argument. Just need something. We need something.
Oh, you mean, like,
an argument
between
politics.
The two of them and then post both?
No,
it?
Like, I have an idea. Me at that. Like, I don't know. I'm going to do all Twitter arguments. I can't tell you. Why? Say like the whole coronavirus, right? And remember the girl that said, yo, she stopped eating Chinese food and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Okay.
All right. And him I got like it and the pan achoo.
Yo,
we left. You gotta see the WhatsApp message. We are over. We left you. Yeah, we got clone yesterday.
So you can't take a bigger.
If you're an idiot, I can't do it.
Bigger.
You're
an
idiot.
You're
a reflection of me.
Idiot, everything, man.
Brother,
yeah.
My
yeah,
3 points now go so because you make a fool of yourself
so
on social media. I'm sorry.
But just I realize how much deal break I'm having with just these conversations. Because I can't take idiot, you know? Like, you can't have me a road that look like idiot. Like, I say,
I think somewhere in the party, yo. I send a screenshot,
yeah.
Yo. And then people here deal with. And you're going to see me today, I said, Jesus.
Well, when I chat to idiot.
I'm going to ask this. No, no.
When I chat to Brock, girl, I'm going to chat to idiot.
No,
no.
Sometimes overtime. No, sometimes overtime, you realize that you're in a relationship with that idiot. No, cash up. Sometimes they don't know. Sometimes they don't know.
The hunger.
No, sometimes it has to be a conversation and an argument for somebody. You realize, say, yo, a person really not have no sense. And then things start clicking. you're really not gonna know, like, in the first
month. Is it that you don't agree with them? Because sometimes you have some stuff you may not agree on.
No. Tell me your opinions. From, no, man. Tell me your opinions.
If their opinion comes from reason, okay.
No, but if you're gonna tell me your opinion, come like that. Talk to me over 4 hour conversation. Is it me? Yeah. I'll say, okay. I will go boom, boom, boom. But if it's common sense, I ain't have no sense.
But what is common sense to you, Levi? It's not common sense to somebody who was
socialized. Remember, you know, some people just don't know.
And that's true.
But then some people are dumb. Some people are just dumb.
And if you think that way about the person, you shouldn't be with them.
Yeah. But then they're on different wavelengths. And it will never work in the first place.
You know,
so good riddance.
One of the most important things, too, is, and enough couple have discussed, is finance. Like, if you're not good with money, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. Because you can't just save and then somebody will be like, yo, my cook got glorious.
Yo, man, you know? True five menu. I talked to a girl one time, man, and she had tell me, say, yo, she just, I said, I want to save and invest more. My girl said, I don't like that. You sound mean. I said, what do you mean?
Oh, my God. It's a break. It's a break.
Yeah, no, true, but you sound mean, dog.
And she sounds broke.
I said, what do you mean? She said she just get her excitement out of spending money. She just like.
That's why she's a brand girl. Because she's spending all her money.
And them things
that she have. You see, them girl, you know where she de, in a relationship is. Oh my face. Goodness.
No, but can you just that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't know, say, yo, them don't until yeah, later. That don't, because that conversation will change it for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, so that was, like, one of, like, a red flag or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, say, yo, all right, you know, I have some issues. She eventually explained, because part of it, too, is, all right, you see, like, it's so interesting as a parent, like, mm-hmm. anything my daughter asked me for, I give her. So, like, a lot of girls who grew up, they expect everything from their man because the same thing, that's what
their father did.
Yeah, they saw their father provided all the time. And that's what the man, but so that's for her. Like, she was just always used to anything she asked for, she get. So she says, a big woman know anything she want, she should get it. And may I say, yo, but what if you save? And she'll say, well, she'll worry about that, you know, but anything, whatever she want, she's going to get it.
Yeah, no, they're at the same level of life, right? So.
But a lot of Jamaican men are at that point.
And you just have to make a decision and let her go.
You know, a lot of men get like a kick out of giving people things. Like, they get a kick out of being the provider, the alpha male.
Which circle are these men in?
Everywhere.
I feel good when I provide.
I think that's every Jamaican man. Once you can give a woman something and you feel good about yourself because you're the man and you know you're.
But not, but I like that.
Maybe I'll see you. My father, shout out to Gunnar Davy again. My father believe in halfway. You know, you meet him halfway and everything. That's my father. School.
I know my father feels
good. Halfway. And I think that's where my mindset of money come from.
Oh well, I mean, when it comes to the kids, yeah, like in terms of the kids' responsibility.
No, those are basic needs. I'm saying when you have a little extra, you can give a woman something and you can be like, yeah, baby, take this. You feel good.
To be honest with you.
To have disposable income, are you kidding me? That makes you feel good.
To be honest with you, as I said before, like, you, and then, to be fair though, if you're going to look at a woman and you realize your lifestyle and you realize your pocket and fair lifestyle no much, you are a clown. Why you going to do that?
Yeah.
Why you
if you stay, let's say, become a clown.
Yeah.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Mm? Why? Yeah. But who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress? Oh, she's not used to that lifestyle. You get me? What you ever say? Can't do it. Stop embracing yourself.
Because the other thing, it's so funny. Today when I talked to one of my friends, and I was explaining that I tweet something. So you water me, I water you. She was saying, yo, she not ready for going in a relationship because she broke. Because she said she just moved out of her parents' house. She just get an apartment. And you know she barely buy furniture, so she won't go in a relationship when she have a little bit more money than she feel. But I said, but going into a relationship doesn't necessarily mean both of you have to match financially, because let's say he's spending, but you make sure say, all right, babe, how your business plan, or you know, do you need me to make that delivery for you for your business or whatever? You come home, you know, you cook or you want a massage, something. Like, you support him, so you're not matching him financially, but you match him otherwise. You know, you're there to help him, whatever the case may be. But people just think, say, oh, you know?
Yeah. I also feel like, as well as being financially responsible, both of them, I think that it also works if one person is more frugal and another person is more free. Because then you'll have better experiences combined. It will be easier to like...
See, well, that's when we end up on the same page and then in a real relationship. And that's the goal. It's just and try to have real relationships.
You don't think that could be a problem, though?
Yeah,
if, you frugal, well, let's say your man is frugal, but you like to spend, or you will find out.
No.
If it's a partnership, you'll meet each other.
If it's a partnership, you guys will be open minded to reason from either party.
Not necessarily.
And if you can state your point clearer, me as the other party of the relationship should be like, you know what? You make a good point. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what? We can't afford this.
Yeah.
Not
it should. You guys, that's the goal, to get on that way.
That's the goal, but majority of the time in the world.
You're not supposed to be in a relationship then.
I'm being honest with you. I'm always a frugal one. And to be honest with you, like for example, like I only pay my phone bill 4 times throughout the year. You understand what I'm trying to say? Peak internship season, October. You understand? April. Understand them when I go July, August. Is it
when
what I'm trying to say?
When you have money to
say, so if somebody I go say, yo, David, where your number? Me, I say, yo, you can't really get me email.
When we meet David, you should tell me that. You can't call me. Message me on Twitter.
The
number is
I believe I'm a great person, you understand? But I don't believe in spending money just because things need to be paid. When they're necessary. It's a 39 month, and that's a life, a rough 14. I don't have it. Yeah. So I'm going to swim through.
I'm going to respect that. Stay in your financial lane.
Maybe somebody can hear this and pay a phone bill.
Sell it out there.
JTPG, David has an E in it. You understand? Yes.
Like one of the best thing that I did for myself was when I was honest with myself about my finances. And that's when I was able to like, alright, yeah. Clearly, I'm living above my means. I need to stay within my lane. I think I can afford these things. I can't. And that was when I started, to be honest with myself, was when I was able to get a grip. And that's when, like, oh, shit. Like I remember somebody was like, yo, gotta get on. I'm like, yeah, may I save? May I invest? I find that I had way more money than before. And that's just being honest with yourself and realizing that, yo, boy, them person there, they can't afford it, but they're living on credit, and men are planning to live on credit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's being honest with yourself.
I'm not going to lie. Before I left America, I definitely had a keeping up with people type thing in my head. Where like, oh, you know, you can't like look a certain way. You can't wear certain things too much time. Like, because you have to keep up with Jamaica. And like when I got here, I was like,
oh, that's the thing.
Why am I programmed like that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can be a hot girl and still, like, not spend all your money on clothes.
Yeah,
like,
because when you come up here and try keep up yourself, that's a whole different ballgame.
It's always going to be somebody richer than you.
Whole different ballgame. And you'll be an idiot to go broke.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, my always said, like, people know me. Anybody who know David knows it. David dress, like, she's homeless. Like, I'm legit. All of my clothes are black and white because I never tell anybody I can't dress. You understand? I never tell nobody that. So for me, when I came to campus, I was like, oh, is that everybody just said I'm homeless? Like, this is my niche. But then I realized, yo, not that there's somebody tell me something look like Bob Marley when my record catch a fire because I'm here. Yo, Samir, you're not wrong. Instead of getting money, I'm like, yo, you're not wrong. My ear really a lot. And it has, there's nothing wrong with it. Because me, like, there's nothing wrong with it. So, but get to your ass in the boat. That's not a problem for me. Like, that's your problem. Because if I am comfortable in what I am wearing,
it's hard to shake your programming still.
I can't tell you. Give me a sinner.
America is very expensive still. Especially when you don't have a source of income.
Especially as an international student. When they don't have a job on
trust
campus.
Me, I know. I know that life.
Me too. But I also love from my bonds too.
We know.
I just don't have a broke mentality. I think people get bogged down sometimes in the broke mentality. Like when you physically don't have money and you just feel broke, you can't feel broke. You have to make yourself feel rich.
I can't do that. Because one day I'm going to say, my hard work a week I've been with my going to Chipotle. I'm not gonna buy the ball. No, and you wanna see me at check account, so I'm gonna embarrass myself.
Cause if me
I say you make sure I pin the in a this. Forget the chicken bowl.
Like, mentality is, you know, so I'm gonna have an extra $5 this week. And you know my really invested.
In what? In what Chinese? What are you investing $5 in?
Tell me.
What are you investing
in? I want to. Well, you're not school of you, so you're supposed to know yeah, all the tricks of
yeah,
the trade.
Yeah, that, no, that's not a thing for me. I'm sorry. I'm not, no. No, my college life, I'm struggling right now.
When I left high school, I told myself, me not have $0 in my account ever again.
I've never had $0. There's always been
sense. I literally told myself that never again, and thank God.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had $0 in my account.
You work a 9-to-5, and you have like 2 side hustles.
But there was a time when this was familiar-ish. Break life was a really real thing one time, you know?
Yeah, for
yeah.
But we always found a way somehow. Okay. I don't know what hustler with that foreign.
You know, I give up.
I can't hustle anything. As an engineering major, like, they want hustle my brain and my body.
Maybe
already.
You're a hustler. You can't say
I try my best. You understand? But sometimes it's like, no. But I think for me personally, like, I've had some real friends. Where no matter how much I'm a fierce, I'm a country, I'm a
network.
Your
network is your net worth. Is that even still,
yeah. Your net worth is definitely your net worth.
Boy, I tell you.
But still, like, sometimes it's like an RG.
I think people don't realize that you don't necessarily need to extend a lot of energy necessarily to make money. You just have to extend it in the right in direction.
Wow.
Like, how much energy you gonna put is where you put in the energy. Because you can do all of this work, and you're not necessarily getting anything out of it. And you can literally make a 2-minute call somewhere and you get the money that you need.
Or you can invest in yourself and make yourself more valuable.
That's true.
With the little way you get.
Use
what you have.
I think when I saw someone that screenshot that they're making like $50,000 from their OnlyFans, and I'm like, yo, like,
from their what?
The OnlyFans are going to count. I'm like,
yeah, if me the sex, Managa, like, if me the sexy, I would have an OnlyFans. It's pretty much a private porn site.
OnlyFans.
You must know OnlyFans.
You have to support OnlyFans and support black businesses.
Yo, I'm dead. Is that black person only?
No, it's like...
No, it's not porn. I don't like it branded like that.
It's like...
So OnlyFans is a site that pretty much it is gone and they will sell like their...
Peep shows.
Amateur. Yeah, so they can do like private
like
videos.
Like those guys that say, subscribe to my...
premium page.
Yeah,
Snapchat.
It's a site for it.
But you have some girls that don't do anything sexual on it, and still have
like some girls like toes. They will do like their toes, or
you have some people apparently that sing on it.
Really?
Yeah, and you have people that like subscribe to it and shit. It's not just like straight outward like porn alone.
Oh.
But that's, you know.
I mean, people are creepy.
Sex sells.
First of all, if somebody got pay me for me do my tour, past the nail polish, what they talking about?
Like, exactly.
I know. I used to live with somebody who used to do some sketchy shit.
sketchy, come
in
on.
In my
now.
Opinion, it's sketchy.
Like,
you know who.
you can't tell me.
Basically, she used to clean houses naked.
In
costume.
Nothing wrong with that.
So,
she was in costume one time. So, she had like this maid outfit, but like the breast part cut out. And it was like a thong. It was cute.
That's not sketchy.
Hold on. The breast part cut out meaning her tits.
Understand the outfit.
She didn't want me altering, so she was like, yeah, so this is it.
Oh, so but she did a different type of cleaning.
She was literally scrub your windows, wash your dishes, do your laundry, scrub the floor, but she will do it in the attire. That is her
value.
And
you're there?
Hmm?
And you're there while she's there?
Why would you pay for that if you weren't there? It's a
people in some things then.
Finish.
I'm sure it was.
I'm pretty sure she was balling.
She was
find your niche and be good at it.
Yo, that sounds all right. I mean, yeah, I've learned not to fetish shame anyone, but it does so weird.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's on some baller shit. Yeah, my house clean. Come naked, yeah, come on house and clean my house.
You think they're coming to America?
Yeah, coming to America.
Penis is clean, your highness.
I'm dead.
Them thing they're up on TV, though.
Yeah,
watching
a football game and somebody adjusts the TV.
Yeah, you can't tell them, no? To be honest, there's an episode. There's an episode of Pose where Electra, someone was paying Electra to put them in leather and she just sit there and watch them. All she had to do was just to ensure that they don't die.
So fucking weird.
That's it, you know. Just put them in a leather and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Listen, I'm here for it. Anybody who likes someone of
a put your energy office, towards that.
I just want to know how she got the business idea. She just wake up one day
I think she probably was a maid and then somebody said, yo, you can't just take off.
I don't think she was a maid. She probably realized she was comfortable naked around people.
Oh, that could be a thing too. Yeah.
Cause yo, you can make so much money if you're just comfortable being naked around people.
It's so funny. There was something the other day, a girl, people were shaming her because she had a sale on her OnlyFans for $3.
Mm-hmm.
Some persons.
Versus how much?
It's $3, when you pay the $3 subscription, you get it for a month or 2 months or whatever, and you get to see all their pictures, all their videos. So a person's like, yo, you're selling your entire
catalog
of all these photos and videos for $3.
But if 100,000 people buy
it. Right, exactly. That was the funny thing about it is that when they were styling her, she posted a screenshot. She was like, this is just all I made. She made $150,000 from January, you know, and she has a job outside of that. That's what she's doing her part time. Which, that's what I'm saying, you can't knock nobody hustle because she's there. But the point I was making before is that I used to follow her. Before she used to post a lot of nudity.
Mm-hmm.
So to Cash Rock's point, so, you know, she was already posting semi-nude stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm already comfortable doing this. Might as well I just go full and make money from it. And
which girl is?
You know,
really?
I that with you.
Really?
But that's what I that with you.
Anyway. I've been cheated on already.
But which girl is?
It's like the man I pull out this card, you know. Auto pay.
Send the link. Which girl?
The side tech Zell.
Why have you card in your hand, Kasim?
Weak.
Oh no.
Weak.
Yeah. So it just moved from her doing it for free to now, she make, you know how much people are work at call center? The youth were posting him work at call center and him said the most he's ever earned in a month is must have $50,000+. Working, and he's been working at call centers for the past 3 years and the most he's ever made in 1 month. And
US?
She's making JMD, slight flex. Yeah, so, and she's making $150,000.
Oh, so it's a Jamaican girl.
Yeah, it's a girl in Jamaica.
$3
US.
Yeah,
$3.
Oh, shit, she makes some blood clot money.
No, but that is a sale. So her regular price is she's $15 or something like that.
And you know what the thing is? It's not she getting...
Is the one where it make the fat pum pum close?
Brother.
Anyway, my point is, it's not like she have to provide more things. It's the same thing that she already posted.
Exactly.
So.
Right. She's been a post like this for a long time. So.
But thanks, guys, for coming.
This is so fun.
Don't say, can catch you again next week. Hope you get a Valentine.
Sign Valentine's. Out. Check your watch. Box lunch.
Box lunch.
Fade out.
Thank you.